moment ago, I made the soonest appointment I could with the Department of Licensing to procure an enhanced driver's license. In the time since, a buddy, my old partner of the Piranha Brothers, asked if I would join him for a sailing adventure into the San Juans. He was going for 2 weeks, but rather than cancel my appointment, I said I would only sail for a week, then catch a ferry home. Which is what I did. A little heartbroken not to finish the trip with Captain Joe. Weather was good, temperatures were warm, the seas fair. Looks like a great week coming up to be on the waters of the Salish Sea. This morning, the day after leaving the voyage, I traveled 40 miles to the DOL office for my interview, got there 15 minutes early, and found a small group of muttering fellow citizens staring at the closed sign above the posted hours that told us today they opened at 8:30. My appointment was for 9. It was 15 minutes to 9. Some people sat in their cars waiting to see if anyone would show up and open their doors. One of the men said he figured the closure was due to budget cuts. Probably give that money to housing for the poor. Pretty obviously, he thought the poor should be left on the streets. At 9, one of the group Googled if by chance there was another office nearby or if maybe this one had moved. Indeed, there was a DOL office a mile north, and a few of us jumped in our rigs and drove up there, only to find that office issued tabs and not enhanced or regular licenses. The secretary told me, yeah, lots of folks come to them when they find the office closed, and yeah, that office has a history of insufficient staff. So, being an optimistic idiot, I drove back to the other office, hoping to find an open sign with a full or even partial staff, but found instead another cluster of incredulous and pissed-off folks, one who'd taken time off work, another whose license had expired, some who had driving tests scheduled, all pretty incensed, all shaking their heads, most blaming government. When I got home 2 hours and 80 miles round trip later, I found an email sent exactly 5 minutes after I'd left the house informing me my appointment was canceled and sorry for any inconvenience. Do not reply to this message, it informed me. I think I understand now why these are sent without any possibility of a reply. And I'm starting to understand why people hate the damn government.